In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the ninth day of the blessed month of Tov. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, Amen. On this day, the year 409, for the martyrs, the ascetics, the Saint Abba Abraham, friend of Abba Gavarga, departed his Holy Father, was born to praise Christian's parents. They brought him up on the goodness, pity, and merciful deeds to everyone his father departed while he was still young. When he grew, he longed for the monastic life. His mother blessed his wish and prayed to God to accept his devotion. She raised her husband, her hands up to heaven, saying, Lord, please accept from me this oblation. He went to the monastery of the Martyrs. In the wilderness of Shihit, he became a disciple to the Holy Father Ambajan, the hegumen of the wilderness. He exerted himself in praying, fasting, asceticism, and seclusion until he reached a high level of holiness. With divine providence, became acquainted with Abba Gavarga and became close friends. They lived together in the cell known as Bagignerbi, nearby the monastery of San Mercurius, until the departure of Ambajan, the hegumen of Shihit. Abba Abraham became ill with a serious sickness for 18 years that he endured thankfully and patiently. When the time of his departure drew near, they partook of the holy martyrs. The two saints, Abba Martyrus, the great, and Abba Ioannis, his spiritual father, came to him in a vision, and he delivered up his pure soul in the hand of the Lord whom he loved. The blessing of the prayer be with us all, Amen. On this day also the Holy Father Abba Fis departed. He was a native of Adna, district of El Ashmnun. His parents raised him with a Christian's upbringing. After their departure, he crossed the Nile to the eastern side and came to the Saint Abba Hur in Alamut Mount. He received him with joy and put on him the monastic scheme. Abba Fis exerted himself with many ascetic works without boredom, to the point they called him the Enduring. After the departure of his spiritual father, Abba Hur, he crossed the Nile to the west side. He lived in seclusion to worship alone in a place on the western bank of the Nile. One day the Lord Christ appeared to him and granted him peace. Then the Lord pointed to him the whereabout the foundation of the church and the place of the monastic assembly and ordered him to start building. About 100 brethren gathered around him and they built the monastery and the church. Abba Fis was a spiritual father for them. He endured much spiritual warfare from the devil, but he vanquished him by the power of God. In the later part of his life, he lived in seclusion along with one of his disciples in a place called Ilmalh Mount, where he completed his good strife and departed his peace. His disciple took his pure body and brought it to the monastic assembly, where they buried him with a great veneration. Many wonders and healing signs were manifested from his pure body. This area is saintly was called Menit Bani Qasab. Then it was called Menit Abu Fis, and in present time it is replaced by the city of Elmenia. The blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.